Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio program. At least for the next couple of minutes, until my sidekick, Hashem Talawi, calls in, I am going to be your host. He always does this to me, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, my name is Mark Lynn. I am a reporter with American Free Press newspaper. And, of course, the big news is the upcoming No More Wars for Israel conference that will be taking place in Southern California in about 3 weeks. If you are interested in attending, you can contact me by emailing me at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. We have added some very interesting speakers to the lineup of promised guests that day. And it portends to be a very good conference, ladies and gentlemen. I would highly recommend that you think about going, and particularly if you live in Southern California. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a political environment these days where the right to free speech, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to a free press, the right to think independently. These things, we cannot take them for granted anymore, ladies and gentlemen, because there are powerful forces at work who are intent upon robbing us of these rights that we assume are always there and that don't need maintenance and things like that. And so at this point, the only thing that we can do in protecting these rights is to exercise them. Even when that means that there may be consequences attached to them. And one of the ways of us exercising these rights is by attending conferences such as the one that is going to be taking place in the next couple of weeks, and letting the other side know that we are still out here, that we are still very much concerned with holding on to these rights, and that we're not going to give them up without a fight. I don't see yet that Hashem has joined us, so I guess that means that I am going to keep going. I see he is logged on, but I don't hear him. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering some very interesting news that has taken place in the last week, last couple of weeks. Obviously, the big news also is that next week, the president of Iran is heading to America to address the United Nations. It's the opening of the General Assembly, and he will be there. Of course, the Americans are trying to throw as many roadblocks up as possible in order to make this as difficult as possible for him. But this is an historic event, ladies and gentlemen, because all the indicators are that we, meaning the United States and Israel, that we are ramping up and preparing to launch the next phase of this war against Iran. And so, you know, this may be the last chance that we have to listen to somebody speak reasonably in the interest of avoiding this war. I hear that music, which means we're going to our first break. When we come back, we will continue with this discussion. I'm Mark Lennon, and you are listening to Current Issues.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your temporary host for this program, Mark Glenn. I am a reporter with the American Free Press newspaper, and my good friend Hisham Talawi is supposed to be here steering the ship, but maybe he has been whisked away on a spaceship someplace, or he has decided that he's got better things to do than to spend his Saturday afternoons working with me. Anyway, I'm sure Hisham will be with us momentarily. He's probably having his typical computer problems. Ladies and gentlemen, before the break, we were talking about the upcoming visit to America by the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad. Now, as I said, this is a pivotal moment, ladies and gentlemen, because right now all of the indications are that the United States, in tandem with Israel, is getting ready to launch a major strike against Iran. From what we are able to glean from the press releases that the United States government has issued, there are some 2,000 different targets in Iran that are that are being targeted by the USS, by the U.S. military. Now, obviously, this is going to follow in the same order as did the bombing of Iraq. One of the things that the United States did in the first Iraq war back in 1991 was that it pulverized the country with massive aerial bombardments before it sent in any ground soldiers. And given the fact that we are basically having our rear ends handed to us in Iraq right now, with regard to our troops over there, it's highly unlikely that the United States is going to be sending any boots into Iran. Now, the problem with this, ladies and gentlemen, in addition to the fact that once again we find ourselves getting ready to launch a war against a country that has not made war against the United States, and that we're doing it under false pretenses, there are bigger questions involved in this than what took place with Iraq. Namely, we have Russia, we have China, and a lot of other countries. Really, ladies and gentlemen, it boils down to the United States and Israel. Yes, England and France, they will offer some token support, but basically it's going to fall on us. And right now, we cannot afford to make any more enemies in the world, ladies and gentlemen, particularly with the kind of shape that our economy is in. The dollar is dropping in value against other currencies. Unemployment is on the rise. Of course, the whole mortgage and banking crisis that's taking place in the United States. The fact of the matter is that there are countries around the world who could make this situation at home much worse for us if they decided that they didn't want to be very cooperative with the United States. And this situation with Iran, if we launch this attack against Iran, I can guarantee you that these countries around the world, namely China and Russia, they're going to look after their own interests. And if that means pulling their investments out of the United States or doing something else to put pressure against the dollar so it plummets even farther and even faster, then I can guarantee you that they will do it. I just learned that our good friend Hisham is on the line. Hisham, are you there? Hisham? Well, they told me he was online.
Mitch, this thing is happening too many times, too often. Right before the show, I had a hell of a time getting online, when all day long there was no problem none whatsoever. So I don't know what is going on out there. I guess this is the 4 o'clock jinx. I don't know what to tell you. But listen, the dollar took.
Sham, we're losing you again, brother. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid, once again, somebody is involved in some kind of monkey business. I know people get tired of hearing me say that everything is a conspiracy theory, but Hisham is right. This happens every week when we do this show and no other time. So, Hisham, if you can hear me, you need to...
I can hear you.
We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
To get on a landline or something like that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm up here in the mountains of North Idaho.
Manny, am I coming? Okay. Mark, are you having a problem hearing me?
Now I can hear you. You're good now.
Well, you know, I was in London the day the euro came out, and the euro was 97 cents of our money was able to purchase a euro. Right now it takes a euro. So, in other words, our dollar has lost about a half of its value within about 10 years. And this is the economic disaster that we have always talked about. Now, I understand that I'm breaking up, or is it you are hearing me breaking up, Mark?
No, you sound pretty good now. It sounds pretty good now.
Okay. So the dollar has lost about half of its value in the last 10 years. That's a disaster for nobody else but the American consumers, the average American out there. What is happening, you know, for our own, and let's put our own in quotations, Federal Reserve Bank depreciates the dollar big time, and then it triggers a panicking reaction throughout the world. You have to understand the dollar in the world was using to save their money. It was the safest currency out there. People in Africa, it doesn't matter how rich or how poor they are, they have always saved their money, converted it into a dollar, and put it in an account somewhere as American dollar. Right now, these people are panicking and dumping the dollar that we need to worry about. It is not. It is not. The little dollar and going into something else. Am I coming out okay?
Well, you're breaking up a little bit, Hashim. I'd say we're getting about 75% of what you're saying.
Okay. Well, 90% is plenty. Are you getting 100% now?
Yes, but you'll be right in the middle of something really good and interesting, and all of a sudden there will be nothing for like 5 or 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, let's hope this will take care of itself or cure itself in a little bit. But, Mark, this is what is happening now, that the little guys are dumping the dollars. What in turn this will mean that our products will be cheaper for people on the other side of the world to buy. And you will see people bringing these worthless dollars into the country and buying real objects, real estates, land, buildings, our factories, our manufacturing base. They will be buying America with our fake dollars. That's what it boils down to, on our cheap dollars. Because right now, the Federal Reserve Bank is printing $1 trillion just to help us here. So it's what they're doing, it doesn't make sense unless they have another objective in mind. I don't know what you have talked about, Mark, but this is something that we have always talked about. The economic war will be the war that we will lose, and there's no bombs, no airplanes, no nuclear bombs can save us from the economic war.
Well, you know, Hashim, I was speaking with a good friend of mine yesterday, and he is in the mortgage and banking business. And this guy, 5 years ago, when 9/11 and all of these things had taken place, and I was trying to explain to him, you know, that there was much more to this than what the mainstream media is telling us, and he resisted all of this years ago. Well, now he has completely come on board. But the interesting thing is that he was explaining to me, and I'm not very good with economics and finance and things like that. He was explaining to me what a lot of these things that are taking place today, what it means. And basically, the way that he put it to me is that this latest move on the part of the Federal Reserve to inject all of this cash into the system is like giving morphine or some other addictive drug to a junkie who's going through the withdrawal process. You see, the very thing that's killing this person to begin with, they're giving him more of it. And, you know, he used this example in explaining this to me, that this latest thing with the Federal Reserve introducing this money. Okay, here comes the music. All right.
Yeah, there comes the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are discussing the
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure Sam is speaking right now, but we can't hear him. Sam, if you can hear me, I think you need to get on a telephone and call in, or a different one. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying before the break, this friend of mine who is in banking and finance, mortgages, things like that, he was telling me...
All right, well, we're back. I don't know, you know? Okay, let's forget about people are playing with these lines. It's just stupid computers. I'll tell you what, Mark, let's go to the phones. We have Howard in Texas. You're up, Howard. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Pretty good. And we've had some rough times here in Texas, you know, with my family and stuff. Just recently had some deaths in the family. But, hey, I just wanted to tell you that I'm so thrilled to find out about your conference that you're having in October in Los Angeles. And that I'm going to be praying for you guys that it goes really well.
Thank you, Howard.
And I just wanted to tell you that Hashem is right about the Federal Reserve Bank Corporation, and they are basically trying to delay the inevitable, and that is we're going to go into a depression,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we're heading.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to do whatever they can, but they're in the pickle right now. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. And a lot of this has to do with who runs the Federal Reserve Bank. And I just found it interesting that Greenspan said, was interviewed, I guess, on, I forgot which network, and he also has come out with a book saying that we invaded Iraq because of oil. And he was a threat. Well, you know, Mark, I always remember things. I remember the trailer full of Federal Reserve notes. And what people don't understand is what they were worried about is what Iran has done, has gone to the euro.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein mm-hmm. was basically going to get rid of, and I know that's why he had those trucks there. He was going to dump all those Federal Reserve notes to get rid of them, which would have really hurt us really bad. And Iran eventually, has pretty much tried to dump as much as they can without, really putting a dent in their economy. But when it comes to attacking Iran, the only problem that we have, and the dumb Israelis, the nutcases over there, is Iran has been watching what we've been doing with Iraq, what we've been doing around, and I'm almost certain that they are basically prepared to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be a pretty sight for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tend to agree with you on that, Howard. I think that Iran and other countries around the world, including Russia, they have been watching what the United States has been doing, and I don't just mean in the last 3 or 4 years since this war.
They've been watching it for 20 or more years.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And I do believe that Iran is being used as a bait to draw the United States into an even bigger disaster than she's in right now in Iraq.
You know what? I did, when it comes to the economy, like a lot of people have never thought of this. Like, here in Texas, I don't know, in Idaho and also in Louisiana, where Sham is, if you've been hearing about these toll roads. But see, a lot of people don't understand that this administration, as well as other, the past two administrations, have been spending this so much money that they don't have, that our government doesn't have. And they've been cutting all these departments. Well, one department they've really cut is the Department of Transportation. So what it is I tell people, you keep supporting this war with Iraq and then possibly a war in Iran, you can be paying to use the interstate system. They're going to basically put in...
We are paying for this war, Howard. We are paying for this war one way or another.
Oh, but it's going to be worse. I mean, it's going to be more. This is people don't understand. They see, that we're paying, but it hasn't really hit home. When
mm-hmm.
they start paying at toll booths, when they used to be freeways, and now they're tollways, they're going to be looking and trying to figure out what happened. And I tell people, you keep supporting this stuff, you can be paying more. I said, this is what these guys are trying to do. Without raising, really having to raise taxes like they need to do, they're going to start doing tolls, and you can be paying that way. And I said, I tell people that people don't know what's coming. But when it comes to Israel, there is something really interesting that I found out from my wife's father.
Well, Howard, we're going to have to talk about that after the break, okay?
Right.
Hang on to the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark Lynn and Hisham Talawi, Current Eastern.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. I guess Hashem is still having problems with his computer. Oh, boy. Anyway, Howard, are you still with us?
I am, Mark.
Okay. Howard, you're exactly 100% right, in my opinion. If this thing with Iran erupts, and it looks like it is going to, unless enough people around the world, including the members of our own military, come forward and say enough is enough. I think, as I said, first of all, Iran has not suffered through 17 years of debilitating sanctions on it the way that Iraq has. I mean, look at the trouble that we are having in Iraq right now. This is a war-torn country that has been going through sanctions and everything else that done deliberately to starve it of any means of fighting back. Now, and, you know, Iran, it is a much more powerful army, much more up-to-date. She's got some teeth that can do us a lot of damage, particularly to our fleet sitting there in the Persian Gulf. And, you know, the thing that strikes me about this, Howard, is how irrational all of it is. All right, I'm not a great military strategist. I don't have a big stack of college degrees sitting behind my name like a lot of these people who are advising the president. And yet I can see that not only are we in the middle of a disaster that is getting worse every day, but that this escalation of this conflict to include Iran would just, in effect, be digging us in even deeper.
If I can see this,
the question that we have to ask ourselves is this. What is it about George Bush that he is not able to see it? Or if he is able to see it, then what are these powerful people, what kind of threats are they holding over his head that are inducing him into going down this path that can only lead to a catastrophe? You see what I'm saying here?
Oh, I know what you're saying, Mark. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of military retirees, and I told the retirees that I've spoken with from the Air Force and from the Army, I said, this whole thing with Iran is a joke. And they look at me and they think, you know, that, oh, you know, what they hear in the news about Iran being a threat. I said, Iran is not a threat. Iran is no threat to Israel. I said, Iran, the first time they've done a premeditated strike was over 230 years ago. And they have no plans on doing it now. But I have brought to their attention, I've asked them, who just recently has been doing premeditated strikes, strikes on other countries around their country? Uh-huh. And they think about it, and I said, it's Israel.
Uh-huh.
I said, they are the aggressors. I said, you don't destroy a country over two soldiers. You just don't.
Uh-huh.
I said, Iran isn't doing this. I said, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It's all boiling down to money. I said, now when it comes to Amjad, I told them about Amjad's speeches about Israel and the United States being wiped off the earth. Basically, I told them, explained to them what he was actually saying. I told them that Amjad's looking at the United States is going to collapse from within. It's going to destroy itself from within. Israel, because of their corruption and what they do with organized crime, it's eventually going to crumble them. They're going to be destroyed unless the Israeli people just say, we've had enough of this, and it doesn't seem like they're going to because of propaganda. So I said, you know, Amjad's talking about both countries, ours and Israel, collapsing from within. I said, that's what he's talking about, because he sees what's going on. I've also told him that Amjad's major in college was not religion.
Uh-huh.
I said, it was economics.
Uh-huh.
And they look at me. I said, Amjad is building civilian power plants for one reason, uh-huh, economics.
Uh-huh.
I said, you think about it. It's easier to sell oil instead of using the oil.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to use this oil. He wants to sell the oil. And what's the cheapest way of providing your own people electrical power, which I said he needs, because I said Tehran is larger than New York metropolitan area. And these military people just look at me. They like, their mouths fall open. I said, you're not going to hear that on the news. But go find out what the population of Tehran is and the population, basically, of the cities in Iran. I said, that's why he's building civilian nuclear power plants. But I said, the issue there was the Israelis don't like it because of power and money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the United States doesn't want it. I said, now the Russians and the Chinese were upset because Tehran basically, or Amjad, and his energy minister basically told Russia and, you know, Russia and some of the Europeans and the United States, we don't want you to process our uranium because they said it has to do with money. I said, that is a very expensive process. That means they have to pay somebody. They don't want to pay somebody. They want to go the cheapest route. And that's what they're doing. This is the cheapest route for them to get civilian electrical power. And then I've brought to their attention what happened when Iraq invited Iran's energy minister or his aides to Iraq to see about putting in power transmission lines coming from Iran to Iraq. What did we do? I said, that upsets them a lot, because I said Iran can supply enough, once they get those power plants up, to supply Iraq a heck of a lot of electricity. And I said, I just find it really interesting what we're doing. And I don't know, Mark, if you noticed that, who they went after, you know, our, what do you call it, in special forces, whoever it was, that arrested these delegates from Iran just recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went, isn't that interesting? It has to do with the energy ministry of Iran.
Mm. Well, I would agree with you on most of your points, Howard. However, you know, as much as I support, as much as I'm opposed to, obviously, the United States launching any war against Iran, I don't necessarily believe that Iran wouldn't like to have a nuclear weapon. And for simple
I think they already have them, Mark.
Well,
they had a lot of opportunity to get cheap plutonium from Russia when it basically we helped collapse their economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost certain it's like, Mark, it's easier just to get to buy the the nuclear uranium or plutonium through the black market than it is to process it. And so I'm saying that's a hogwash excuse what they're using, because I'm almost certain that Israel and the United States already knows that Iran has nuclear weapons. I'm almost certain, Mark, because to me, I'd rather buy it than process it.
Hashem, are you with us yet? Not yet. He's not there yet. Okay. All right. Well, let me just weigh in on this with what I think for just a minute, Howard.
Okay.
Iran has seen what has happened to Iraq, what mm-hmm. has happened to Lebanon, what is going on in Afghanistan. You see, all of the Muslim countries around the world, you know, they have intelligent people in them, people who can read, people who understand that there are documents out there such as Project for New American Century and Clean Break and other
mm-hmm.
things. They understand that every Muslim country on the planet is on the list of targets to be destroyed, you see,
mm-hmm.
because the Muslim countries will not go along with this thing that we speak about, you know, with terms such as the New World Order. The Muslims simply will not go along with this, okay? Whether we're talking about economics, whether we're talking about culture, take your pick, you know, the Muslim countries will not go along. And so Iran understands that, you know, she's next on the list. And because of that, I do believe that she has an interest in acquiring weapons that are going to kind of balance things out and to make her an uninviting target for the Americans and for the Israelis. And so I do believe that if she doesn't have these weapons already, that she certainly would like to acquire them. But be that as it may, the thing that we have to keep in mind is this. We wouldn't be in this mess were it not for the fact that there is one troublesome little country over in the Middle East who is stirring all of this up. You see, one of the things that I like to remind people about when they start talking about jihad this and the Muslims this and the Koran this is that the West has not had to fight any kind of a substantive war against the Middle East for close to three centuries. Okay.
Well, you know, Mark, what I people ask me, what would you do with Iraq the way it is? I said, first of all, I would apologize to the Iraqi people sincerely on the behalf of the American people.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then I would prosecute the criminals in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
I said, then what I would be doing is I would be basically like a witch hunt, going through Iraq looking for the Israeli Mossad.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I would be looking for all those agents, because there's a lot of them over in Iraq right now who are stirring up trouble. I said, these car bombings and all this stuff, that is the Israeli Mossad.
Right.
I said, they're the ones who started this. I said, the issue with the prison, they were the ones who caused that mess with
right.
the prisons, and our soldiers ended up becoming scapegoats for and seduced into doing this immoral stuff.
Uh-huh.
I says, you know, the Muslims are very moral. And the Israelis are not moral.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this is the tactics of the Israeli Mossad. people just look at me and say, you're kidding. I said, go find out about the Israeli Mossad. They're so immoral. Go look in the newspapers of what's happened to some of the politicians in this country, such as the former governor of New Jersey, Israeli Mossad agent, got this person basically kicked out of office.
And let's not forget Bill Clinton himself, the entire
I said, that's what you have to do. And I said that poor general, that woman general of the prison, of that prison, what she should have seen and done was when she was asking these people in civilian clothes, who are you? And they said, we don't work for you. I said, you know, the first thing she should have done was got her MPs and say, get every single person that we don't know who they are out of this prison. We run this prison. I said, but she didn't. I said, that's a general. But for some reason, she didn't. I said, because, I said, you know, that's why we've got so many problems in Iraq. The I said, it's called divide and conquer. I said, the Sunnis and the Shiites had their issues. But the thing about it was, it's somebody shaking up the pot of those issues to the point where it's called have them both go at each other and kill each other. And that's what they're trying to do. And that's the Israeli Mossad. So I said, that's where, with all this stuff, the car bombings and all this garbage that's going on there, I said, I point my fingers at Israel. I blame them. I said, they're the ones who are doing this. They're taking the Quran and perverting it and find some innocent poor Muslims that are living in Iraq, and they're so desperate and so, you know, in dire straits, they're believing what they're being told. And I said, that's what Israel does.
Yes, said, and has from the beginning.
And they've been doing that from the beginning. And I said, you know, I said, I asked people, I said, when Saddam had control of the country, when did the Sunnis and the Shiites really were at each other's throats? Or when was there a lot of car bombings? And by the way, also, you know, when it comes to women, you know, you ever notice that the women, you know, aren't being forced out of government and all that? They were actually in the government and in the schools and the universities. And I said, this stuff is being caused by somebody, and it's Israeli Mossad. And their agents in the CIA. I said, that's what you have to do. You have to start cleaning house over in Iraq. And we have to clean house over here because the stuff has to be here. As Mark, you would remember the statement that Jesus Christ said about the log in somebody's eye before you point your fingers to clean out somebody's, take the log out of somebody else's eye, you better take it out of your own eye. Well, Mark, we have to do that here. But nobody's wanting
you,
to do it.
Couldn't agree with you more, Howard. Howard, thanks for your call. Very good comment. Manny, how are we doing? Do we have any other callers, or is our friend back online yet? Bill in Idaho. Okay, and I assume Hashem is not with us. Oh, goodness. Okay, let's see. We have Bill in Idaho. Come on up, Bill.
Hello? Good afternoon.
You're on.
Yes, I didn't know. I didn't hear the chirp. I can't thank you, gentlemen, enough for taking your Saturday afternoon to do this.
Well, no, not gentlemen. It's just me right now. Hashem is
He's falling off again.
He's probably out for lunch or something.
It's too bad. I think it's historically hysterical, considering your last caller, and it was a great call.
Yes.
I would hope that he would emphasize to educate the new people that are uninformed, unwashed, or uninvolved that it is not our government, but it is the same Nazi, Khazari, and Ashkenazis that would control Mother Israel that would be in control here. But his idea of formation, again, of a central Senate subcommittee on un-American activities needs to be done immediately. But going back to his comments in regard to Mossad, Mossad Haganah, classic discussion in regard to the logistics and strategies used for centuries, either extra-governmentally or in actual battlefield warfare. The discussion here that not only he mentioned the highway discussion, they're building new highways in Washington, brand new highways that have all the RFID triggering mechanisms and communication glass on the side of the roads that is going to be toll. And I talked to a highway guy, and he looked at me just like the deer.
All right, Bill, I have to hold on. We have a break coming up, so we will be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? You know what, Mark? This is
there. He is. There he is. Okay,
listen,
Hisham.
This is this is too good. This is too good to be true, because I have.
Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, we are not making this up. This is not something that we're deliberately doing. Somebody
as
really
soon as I start
is...
talking, hold him and then I. Mark, can you hear me?
No, I cannot.
Well, how do you mean you can't and you're answering?
Barely. Barely. It sounds like somebody's got their hands around your throat and they're choking you to death.
Well, they are. Through all my my computers, I have tried three computers. Two of them are brand new. This is good to be true. Well, I'll tell you what. Is Bill still with us?
Bill, yes. Are you there? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Bill, yes. Go ahead and wrap it up in 30 seconds because we have a few minutes left.
I kind of hope that it could be compressed even shorter than that. But considering the brevity of the previous callers and that, I'd only mention that your discussion obviously is getting out a whole lot further than what you would obviously think or worry about. I would ask that you would have Orchensky on to bring the pinkies and the newbies up so that they understand what the heck you're talking about. But you made history. I assume you know you made history this morning, nationally and internationally, considering that you were on NPR. And the discussion in regard to the conference was secondary to the good author that wrote the book in regard to Israel and our national policy. They gave him 7 minutes. I would think it would be historic that it would have occurred. But considering that you're in so much of a hurry to get to other callers, I'll go ahead and defer. Have a great day, gentlemen.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. Well, we have Rita on the line, but we're coming up. Well, let's see. Let's bring Rita up, and we can hold her over to the next hour. Go ahead, Rita.
Howie and Mark, I'm glad to hear you.
Hi, Rita.
I'm not surprised with your difficulties, Dr. Tilawi. I remember when Father Martinez was on, there was interference that I think is Jewish in origin. After all, you know, Bill Gates is a Jew, and he's the one who created all of this Microsoft. And, you know, Michael Dell, he's another Jew, and he was the one who's primarily behind a lot of this computer stuff. So I'm not surprised. I just want to say that I really believe I'm witnessing the destruction of the United States from within. And I firmly believe that our enemy is Judaism, and it's working through Freemasonry. Benjamin Franklin had warned, it is alleged that Benjamin Franklin had warned the Continental Congress about allowing Jews in office in the government of the United States, and predicted that if they allowed the Jews in the government of the United States, that within 200 years their descendants would curse them. I think that was a very prophetic deal. As far as the toll roads are concerned, I believe it's Jewish in origin. And it's
Rita, yes. I appreciate your call. We have no more time left, so we're going to have to say thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll continue this. Hopefully my connections will do better. We'll see you in a little bit. With